This is RFR Q&A.
Hey, Star Wars fans, Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to another edition of RFR Q&A. The Q&A coming at you weekly. I look forward to the Q&A every week because I never know what kind of Star Wars conversation I'm going to be getting into. And it's fun to play the field a little bit. You know, me and Swank have that kind of relationship where it's okay to go out and explore and talk to other people about Star Wars every once in a while. Yes, that's right. Very progressive. And joining us this time on the RFR Q&A is a guy who's no stranger to the Q&A. He's been on several times. It's RFR VIP, Jamie Bruno. Jamie.
How you doing, Jimmy Mac?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing better now that I'm here talking with you about the wars. Oh, I have some business from last week I want to address here on the Q&A. I don't know how prepared I was to do this because there's a certain little bit of feedback I need to pull up here because I was attempting to quote Samuel L. Jackson, but I was trying to quote him not from Star Wars, but from another film. And I was stumbling over the line. I was saying, oh, there's absolutely positively the AK. I couldn't remember what it was. And Javier, Patreon supporter Javier, says the Samuel L. Jackson quote I was looking for was from Jackie Brown, AK-47. The very best there is when you absolutely positively got to kill every MF-er in the room, except no substitutes. And I love that line. I haven't seen Jackie Brown in a long time, but it made me think about this other time Sam Jackson made a similar quote, but this is very Star Warsy. So check this out. Here's Sam Jackson.
Bladed lightsaber. When you absolutely, positively got to kill every droid in the room, except no substitutes.
Did you make that out, Jamie?
Oh, beautiful.
I wish I could remember where I got that soundbite from. I've had it in my arsenal probably since the special edition era. It may have been a special on Fox that aired around that time.
Oh, nice.
And I just always loved,
the double-bladed lightsaber. When you absolutely, positively got to kill every droid in the room, except no substitutes.
Yes, indeedy. So there, I just want to put some closure to that because, you know, I can't just let it go. So I'm happy you're here with me, Jamie, because the timing is just great on it. Last time we spoke, it was that conversation that made me say, hey, you know, I got to give Star Wars Rebels another chance, and I have to binge that thing before the Ahsoka show happens.
Did you manage to get through the whole thing?
I did.
Wow.
I did. And it took me, you know, I didn't finish it in time for the Ahsoka series, but okay. I actually just finished it like a few days ago.
Nice. No wonder you had all the Bendu quotes rattling around when you were doing the after shows.
Oh, it was a very positive refresher for me because the Ahsoka show has made me like Rebels more, and the rewatch has made me like it more, just simply because of the fact that it's some really great storytelling going on there, along with awesome animation that I don't think I really gave it its fair shake because I was just so